WAPO, Generations of Demographic Change in Arizona Favors Democrats. By John Binder on July 30, 2020. The booming foreign-born and Hispanic populations in Arizona through generations of demographic change is helping to turn the state into a Democrat stronghold, The Washington Post reports. According to the Post, it is the state's generationally changing demographics, spurred almost entirely by the nation's legal immigration system that gives green cards to more than 1.2 million foreign nationals every year, that is helping to turn Arizona from a swing state to a permanently blue state. The Post reports. 31% of Maricopa County residents are Latino, according to census figures. Emphasis added. Since the last presidential election, twice as many voters in the county have registered as Democrats than as Republicans. And there's the possibility for even more growth for Democrats. An estimated 100,000 Latino voters have come of age since the 2018 midterm elections, said Joseph Garcia, director of public policy for Chicano's Por La Causa, a nonprofit based in Phoenix. He said these voters increasingly lean Democratic. Emphasis added. While the state's newcomers, professionals lured by the state's booming economy and low taxes, have received much of the credit for the leftward shift in the state's politics, it is Latinos who have lived and grew up in Arizona, he said, who are at the heart of the state's changing political dynamics. Emphasis added. Joseph Garcia with Chicano's Por La Causa told the Post the key to winning Arizona is sweeping Maricopa County, where the foreign-born population has reached nearly 15%. For comparison, Arizona's foreign-born population stands at about 13.4%, nearly double what it was in 1990. One Hispanic American interviewed by the Post, 22-year-old Pedro Ramos, said he is voting for President Trump in the 2020 presidential election and agrees with tough border controls. Ramos also noted the Democrats' support for abortion. The group Next Gen America is trying to register about 30,000 young Arizona voters for the 2020 election to help defeat Trump. The group acknowledges that the state's changing demographics are likely to favor them come Election Day, according to the Arizona Republic. Next Gen America used a team of 375 volunteers to call thousands of people this election, said Christy Johnston, Next Gen America's Arizona press secretary. The organization aims to register 30,000 young people to vote in the state and asks people to enlist three of their friends to vote. Emphasis added. Changing demographics of young voters in Arizona and the Latino population will determine the outcome of this year's election, she said. Emphasis added. Arizona's total foreign-born population is similar to that of the nation's as a whole. In 1990, the foreign-born population stood at around 7.9%. That was before Republicans helped former President George H.W. Bush open the immigration floodgates, allowing businesses to readily import cheaper foreign workers over hiring Americans and creating the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. Today, the foreign-born population has jumped to 13.7% and the total of foreign workers in the American economy has hit the highest level since 1996. The Post, New York Times, The Atlantic, Axios, The Los Angeles Times and The Wall Street Journal have all admitted that rapid demographic changes because of immigration are tilting the nation toward a permanent Democrat dominance. The single biggest threat to Republicans' long-term viability is demographics, Axios acknowledged last year. The numbers simply do not lie. There's not a single demographic megatrend that favors Republicans. If legal immigration levels are not reduced, the U.S. will have imported about 15 million new foreign-born voters by 2040. Those 15 million new foreign-born voters include about 8 million who will have arrived through chain migration. In the upcoming 2020 election, about 1 in 10 U.S. voters will have been born outside the country. Likewise, Hispanic Americans are set to outpace Black Americans as the largest voting minority group in this year's election. Such realities have already been seen in the last presidential election. Among native-born Americans, Trump won 49% to Democrat Hillary Clinton's 45%, according to exit polling data. Among foreign-born residents, Clinton dominated Trump, garnering 64% of the immigrant population's vote compared to Trump's mere 31%. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.